Hi, I'm T. Morris. I'm the author of Podcasting for Dummies, Expert Podcasting for Dummies, The Moravi Saga, Billabub Battings and the Case of the Singing Sword, and my latest novel, Billabub Battings and the Case of the Pitcher's Pendant.
And I'm Philippa Ballantyne, author of Chasing the Bard, Weaver's Web, and the new novel, Digital Magic.
To help out with our Double Trouble event on August 8, 2008, the Backseat Producers have published a series of short movie reviews. There are 8 of them in all, and they all feature the number 8 in the title. Sadly, they couldn't make them all 8 minutes in length. Slappers. After enjoying these reviews, why not pay Amazon.com a visit? On August 8, 2008, at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, U.S., and pick up your copies of The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant, A Billabub Battings Mystery by T. Morris, and Digital Magic by Philippa Ballantyne. Thanks again for listening. And now, the Backseat Producers.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Tony.
And you're being treated to a mini episode of Backseat Producers.
Amen.
Hey, so normally we have a little bit of chit chat at the front of this, and we do a. Normally our shows consist of a non-spoilery review. We take a little break, and then we come back and spoil it and analyze the movies.
But this time, we're only going to do a little beatboxing for you before we launch into 8 Mile.
So what we've got here is we're going to talk about 8 Mile. We're going to give a little review of it. What did you think of the film?
I enjoyed it, but I'm a musician, so I came from a biased perspective.
Okay, I can see that. I'm not a big fan of Eminem, his style of music.
I like him. I think he's a clever writer. I'm not a huge hip-hop guy. But
right, I'm not a hip-hop guy either. I come from more the hard rock.
But I thought the story was common enough. It's common for all musicians.
Yeah.
It's the same struggle. And he's funny. His lyrics are funny. He's very Dylan-esque. And I'm a huge Bob Dylan guy. So.
Yeah, we all know that.
Right.
The one thing that struck me about this movie is it seemed to me it took the same framework as like a almost like a sports movie.
Yeah.
You had the down-and-out guy who can't catch a break. He's flawed. He's struggling. His home life is bad, and he takes what is negative and wrong with his life and uses that for his strength.
Right.
And he uses that to build himself up and become better than he was because of his flaws. Not in spite of them.
Yeah, I mean it's Rocky.
Yeah.
Only without the turtles.
And yeah, and Butkus the dog.
True. But you know, it's
and no drinking of eggs either.
that's very true.
There was a puking scene, if I recall.
Yes.
which followed Rocky's drinking of eggs. So which one's more realistic? There, that's how I'm saying.
I have to give it to 8 Mile on that one. I thought the movie was surprising to me because I didn't know what to expect. You know, I had heard it was good, so when I went to see it, I kind of thought that it was going to be a vehicle for Marshall Mathers, but it actually ended up being, you know, a well-written, well-directed, Curtis Hanson directed it,
mm-hmm.
who I'm a pretty big fan of.
Right.
Unfortunately, I dragged you to see Lucky You over that, but...
Yeah, I didn't mind Lucky You.
I was way under his threshold for greatness.
Yeah.
You know, Curtis, what were you thinking? But this movie is great. Curtis does a good job in this one.
I came in from a perspective of bias, and I came in from a perspective of negative bias. And I was pleasantly surprised. The story was well written, surprisingly well acted. There was a couple of people in there that I knew. Mekhi Phifer from ER played his best friend, one of the guys that he worked with that helped him get on stage at the place where they performed and served as the host of those events. Kim Basinger's performance as his mom was, quite frankly, probably one of the best things I've ever seen Kim Basinger do.
Right.
I mean, it was
kind of funny, too.
It was raw. It was funny. And it was something that you don't see a lot of actresses or female actors, if I'm going to be politically correct about this, you don't see a lot of female actors taking on a role like that without without coming from a place of being a little more artsy, I guess. You know, it's the kind of role you can almost see like a Meryl Streep doing to be gritty.
Right.
And, I mean, because I haven't seen Kim Basinger do anything in years from memory. And then she shows up in this and it's like, holy cow, you know.
That film, I think, was in, what, 2003?
That's about right.
Yeah. She was in L.A. Confidential.
That was a little bit before that.
It was about 6 years before that. It was the same director.
Oh, okay.
You know, and you know,
but she looked rough.
Yeah,
I mean, she allowed herself to look rough on screen, which is, I mean, it's a big thing. There's a lot of people that have an ego that won't allow themselves to look bad, even if they're playing a role where she is literally trailer trash.
Mm-hmm.
In every respect, in every connotation of the term. And I thought it was a bold performance on her part. I think that Marshall Mathers played the role, you know, elegantly. He did a great job. I was very pleasantly surprised in how he did it. You know, I don't know how much of it was really acting and how much of it was really him.
I mean, it's very loosely based on his life. I mean, it's...
Even so, you know, getting in front of the cameras and having somebody directing you, even pretending to be yourself, it didn't look like he was pretending. It didn't look like he was putting on an act. It seemed very natural, which...
I think his is a naturally theatrical personality.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And it could be. I mean, he's been in videos. He's been a stage performer for a long time. And even at that point, for a long time. So he's got a presence and he understands how it works. But I still thought he did a great job. And overall, I thought the story was well executed and was decent.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I particularly liked the end because, you know, as a musician, I like that he basically said, you know, I could have the record deal, but I need to go figure out what I need to do first.
Right.
And I thought that was an interest, like, you know, most films about musicians, it's like they get the record deal and then like they go through the whole thing. This was just about getting to the point where he could get a record deal,
yeah,
which is way more realistic than most films where the guy gets the record deal in the first 30 minutes and then they live a life of excess and learn a lesson from it.
you are very true about that.
You know,
which so. I think actually lends itself to being more in line and in line with it being a sports film.
Right.
That it's all about the growth and getting to the point of being able to play in the big game.
Yeah.
Which honestly that like you said it's Rocky.
Right.
It's the ending's a little bit different, but
not really though. Because
depending on how you look at it. It depends on how you look at it.
Not the end of the first Rocky. Maybe the end of the next five.
Perhaps. I thought it was a good movie. The language is a little rough, as to be expected.
It is an Eminem film.
Not as rough as I would have expected, though.
Yeah.
It's really not... It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
It's just realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not voyeuristic, which I think is a credit to the film.
I think this movie would serve well to somebody who likes the hip-hop culture and the music. Somebody who just likes a good underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that's what it was. It's an underdog story. Plain and simple. And if you like a good story like that with people who aren't always the best people in the world but are trying hard, I think this one is one for you.
It's also a metaphor for our podcast.
Yes, right? It is. Yes, it is. We're not the best people in the world, but we try. All right. That's all. Don't forget to check out Double Trouble. Check out Digital Magic and Billabub Batting's... Oh, wait a minute. He changed the name on me again. It's The Case of the Pitcher's Pendant, a Billabub Batting's Mystery. Check them out and buy them on Amazon on August 8th, 2008.